We're going to do it together. We have to unify, put our petty differences aside, who's more powerful, who has the information, and let's work together in lockstep. You, the people, your stories are fascinating. They're real, they're organic, and they're the truth.
Right now with Ann Vandersteel.
Good evening and welcome to Right Now with Ann Vandersteel. 30 minutes of hard-hitting headline news, all signal and zero noise. Tonight, House Republicans ready for that contempt vote against FBI Director Chris Wray over the Biden document. And Ukraine, a dam has been destroyed, threatening the lives of 300,000 people. The critical Novo-Kakhovka Dam is the largest reservoir in Ukraine in terms of volume. It's the last of the cascade of six Soviet-era dams on the Dnipro River and a major waterway running through southeastern Ukraine. New York City Mayor Eric Adams wants to violate your rights to privacy. Quartering illegals, anyone? And the SEC suing Binance, driving money out of the crypto market. All this brought to you by Satellite Phone Store. Get your free Inmarsat satellite phone and have your communications insurance program. Go to an123.com in case the lights go out and your cell phones don't work, your satellite will. Be right back after this break.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
And good evening. We start this evening off with House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer saying on Monday that FBI officials revealed that an informant file alleging President Biden engaged in a bribery scheme during his vice presidency is part of an ongoing federal investigation that involves shell companies. After viewing the document with Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin, who disputed the Republicans' characterization of a probe, Mr. Comer said he will move forward with proceedings to hold FBI Director Chris Wray in contempt for not turning over a physical copy of the file. That's right. Representative Comer was clear about the patterns they're seeing when it comes to the Biden crime family's financial malfeasance.
Could they end up showing more Biden family business dealings with other countries?
This document was dated, I think you all know this, from the subpoena on July 30th, 2020. The claims made in the document are consistent with what we found and disclosed to you all in Romania. It suggests a pattern of bribery where payments would be made through shell accounts and multiple banks And there's a term for that. It's called money laundering. And that, again, is what the majority of the suspicious activity reports also said. So we feel that this accusation is consistent with a pattern that we're seeing, frankly, in other countries too.
And multiple
yes.
documents?
We believe there are multiple documents.
There's anything we've learned, money laundering is the crime to be engaged in. And speaking of the FBI, of course, we also have Laura Loomer, who was illegally detained by Naperville police in Illinois after she confronted former criminal FBI director James Comey at his book signing for his new crime novel. Imagine that, the hypocrisy of James Comey writing a crime novel. I guess he knows a lot about crime and money laundering. He did it for years for the Clintons. Comey left the stage after Laura Loomer confronted him about why a criminal is writing crime novels. Loomer says she's got video coming soon. And over 300 COVID papers have been withdrawn for not meeting standards of scientific soundness and compromised ethical standards and concerns about the publication's scientific validity. Retraction Watch has provided a running list of withdrawn papers on COVID-19, ranging from acute kidney injury associated with COVID-19 to can your AI differentiate cats from COVID-19? Some articles to be updated or changed to be published in a different form. Some have been retracted because the researchers did not obtain informed consent during the research. Now on to more Ukrainian news. The war continues. That's right. In Ukraine, there has been a major dam destroyed. It has been confirmed that Nova Kakhova Dam in Kherson Oblast has been blown up. The dam being destroyed in Ukraine could have cataclysmic effects on their nuclear power plant. Recall that the Ukrainian Azovs were bombing their own nuclear power plant. It was the Russians who sent the IAEA, which is the International Atomic Energy Association, to assess the damage and get control and secure the plant. That plant is very close to the Russian border in Ukraine. So ask yourself if the Russians would do this. Are they looking to create another Chernobyl? The dam that was blown by Russians, according to a few news agencies, is downstream from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. The water, which is used to cool the reactor, is now in jeopardy of being recessed because the destruction of the dam means a drop in the water level upstream. Nuclear power plants don't play so nice with a lack of water. There's a significant turn of events happening in Ukraine. The question is, was it the Russians who did the job on the dam? And they're sure going to be taking the blame if the reactor melts down. Well, that water behind the dam was at a 30-year high water mark. There will be massive flooding. Kherson will have to be evacuated and fast. And of course, they just don't frag everything and everyone in sight. This has a very deep state blame game written all over it. Dams like Nova Kakhova are protected by the laws of war and the Geneva Convention for a reason. According to Article 56 of the 1977 Additional Protocol 1, and I quote, works and installations containing dangerous forces, namely dams, dikes, and nuclear electrical generating stations, shall not be made the object of attack, even where these objects are military objectives, if such attack may cause the release of dangerous forces and consequent severe losses among the civilian population. Other military objectives located or in the vicinity of these works or installations shall not be made the object, again, because we don't want to create problems downstream for the civilian population. Well, footage of the flooding of the banks of the Dnieper and of the Dnieper River and the flooding of some settlements in the Kherson region as a result of the destruction of the dam of the hydroelectric power station are emanating all over the internet today. Kremlin says the Kakhova Dam attack was deliberate sabotage by Kiev. So they're pointing the finger back at the Azovs and the Ukrainian army. According to TASS, a Russian news agency, Ukraine commits sabotage at the Kakhova hydroelectric power plant, according to Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov. The sabotage at the Kakhova hydroelectric power plant, and this could have grave consequences for the region's residents as well as the environment, with Peskov stating it is unmistakable that one of the goals of the act of the sabotage was to deprive Crimea of water. Vladimir Saldo, the acting governor of the Kherson region, earlier reported that at night, the Ukrainian military delivered a strike on the Kakhova hydroelectric power plant, presumably from Olkhana MLRS. The shelling destroyed the hydraulic valves that triggered an uncontrolled discharge of water, and now the water level has exceeded 10 meters. There are currently 14 settlements in the flooded area, and a total of about 80 villages may be inundated. Residents in nearby settlements being evacuated, although authorities have said no large-scale evacuations are necessary. The imminent collapse of the plant's dam has caused serious environmental damage, including agricultural fields along the Dnieper River, which have been washed away. And there, of course, is the risk of the North Crimean Canal becoming too shallow. Journalists are asking the Ukrainian soldiers to hide their Nazi patches, according to New York Times, which is an admission now. The surprising Monday Times headline said that Nazi symbols on Ukraine's front lines highlight thorny issues of the history. This acknowledgement comes after literally years of primarily independent journalists like yours truly and geopolitical commentators pointing out that, yes, indeed, Ukraine's military and paramilitary groups, especially those operating in the East since at least 2014 post the Maidan Revolution, have a serious Nazi ideology problem. This has been exhaustively documented, again, going back years. But the report, which merely tries to downplay it as a thorny issue of Ukraine's unique history, suggests the real problem for Western PR is fundamentally that is being displayed so openly. Well, some are actually writing a more appropriate headline. Max Abrams tweets this out. The West has blatantly whitewashed Ukraine's Nazi elements to fright Russia. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is scared, by the way, of a Trump presidency in 24, says Biden is much more helpful than Trump because Trump, if he is elected, might jeopardize Zelensky's funding for Ukraine, his weapons, and his genocidal lust for World War III. You can't make this stuff up. In addition to that, Iran has officially joined the club of hypersonic powers with the introduction of the advanced Fatah missile. The declared range of the product is 1,400 kilometers. Fatah has a high speed, increased maneuverability, and is able to overcome the resistance of modern air defense and missile defense systems. Israel has a lot to think about, folks. As the Ukraine war shows, modern Western air defense systems are not very relevant against hypersonic missiles. And speaking of relevance, guess what's going down in New York? New York City Mayor Eric Adams says it's time to house illegal aliens in private residences in New York. That's right. Mayor Eric Adams now wants to start paying everyday New Yorkers to shelter migrants in their own homes as the Big Apple struggles to find beds for the thousands of asylum seekers still flooding into the city. In his latest attempt to battle the ongoing migrant crisis, Adams on Monday floated a half-baked private residence plan which could possibly see local homeowners getting compensation to put up asylum seekers. Mayor Adams explains his agenda.
We're disciplined and we're executing on it. It is my vision to take the next step to this, to go to the faith-based locales, and then move to private residents. There are residents who are suffering right now because of economic challenges. They have spare rooms. They have locales. And if we can find a way to get over the 30-day rule and other rules that government has in its place, we can take that $4.2 billion, 4.3 it may be now, that we potentially have to spend, and we can put it back in the pockets of everyday New Yorkers, everyday houses of worship, instead of putting it in the pockets of corporations. And some of those corporations come from outside our city. We're disciplined and we're executing.
Well, you might want to start thinking about how you're going to feed those extra mouths if you're living in New York City. Go to lightsoutbeef.com. And I mean this for everybody. As these food supplies become more and more endangered, just like our lives here living under this regime, lightsoutbeef.com is your source for non-mRNA injected beef. That's right. These are free-range cows living a beautiful life. And they become freeze-dried and available to you for shelf-stable life up to 10 years. Go to lightsoutbeef.com. True good beef protein. It's what's for dinner. Lightsoutbeef.com. Also, maintain your immune system with Z-Stack Life. Go to ZStackLife.com. Dr. Zelenko's premier vitamin supplements with quercetin, which is your nature's version of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, vitamin C, and D. It's a wonderful supplement out there. Please pick it up. ZStackLife.com. Use your promo code FOUNDATION. We'll be right back after this quick break with more on Your Money.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today. With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
And welcome back for the second half of the show here. I want to get into your money right now because this is the topic. It is under attack everywhere you look. Your banking systems are collapsing. The dollar is being devalued. The world, in terms of the BRICS countries, which staggeringly have over 65% of the world's gross domestic product, they have now moved into their own basket of gold-backed currencies, and they continue to grow as more and more countries seemingly are going up against the central bankers and that entire regime for which we are currently stuck underneath, the central bank, the international banking cartel, the Bank of International Settlements, the Federal Reserve. It is all it's all a cartel working against us and have been for over 150 years. So let's talk about how the agencies of our government are now also attacking anybody that dares to stand up another way to move money around outside that entire RICO-infested banking, international banking cartel. That's right, the crypto groups of currencies. Take a look at this. The Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, is now, again, a non-constitutionally never chartered government agency, another agency of unelected bureaucrats telling you how to spend your money and how to regulate your money. The SEC is now suing the crypto exchange Binance and their CEO, Changpeng Zhao, otherwise known as CZ, alleging multiple securities violations. That's right. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has now sued crypto exchange Binance, the operating company for Binance.us, and Binance founder and CEO Changpeng CZ Zhao on allegations of violating federal securities laws this past Monday. Again, these securities laws are supposed to protect us, but why do we keep finding out that, you know, we have episodes of people having their money ripped off everywhere when the SEC is supposedly protecting you? They don't protect you. They're here to tax you and to take from you. Well, Binance, Binance.us, and CZ offered unregistered securities, according to the SEC's lawsuit, to the general public in the form of BNB tokens and Binance-linked BUSD stablecoin. This all is published in their lawsuit, by the way, which also alleges that Binance staking service violated securities law. There are similar charges against BAM Trading, the operating company for Binance.us, and Binance itself, including failure to register as a clearing agency, failure to register as a broker, and failure to register as an exchange. The SEC also alleged that Binance allowed for commingling of customers' funds, and that CZ was secretly controlling Binance.us, and that a CZ-owned and operated entity was inflating Binance.us's trading volume. Well, after the SEC sued Binance, lots of money left the exchange. You can imagine the fear-mongering, right? You're still seeing Ripple, XRP, under a lawsuit from the SEC. Well, since the SEC case, investors have taken out at least $292.9 million in Bitcoin and $165.4 million in Ethereum. After the latest lawsuit from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, thousands of crypto traders are pulling their money out of the world's biggest crypto exchange, Binance. This is causing a large net outflow of funds from the platform. On-chain data from the blockchain analytics tool CryptoQuant shows that 11,380 Bitcoin left Binance on the very first day after the lawsuit was filed. At the time of the write of this article that is being published, Bitcoin was worth $25,739. That means that a huge $292.9 million worth of Bitcoin left the system. Poof, goodbye, gone. Where did it go? Nobody knows. CryptoQuant's data also showed that the net outflow of either Ethereum had hit $91,223, which is the current market price, worth about $165 million. Investors sending out a lot of money because what? They want to avoid any counterparty risks caused by the SEC case against Binance. See, folks, it is all about destroying any system that is not operating within the confines of the international banking cartel. God forbid you figure out how to trade amongst yourselves, move money around, oh, I don't know, gold and silver perhaps, you know, get out of this risk environment we have now that the Treasury or the Federal Reserve is issuing new bonds and the Treasury is using this to T-bills to try and finance the government yet again, another kicking of the can down the road. It's all going to implode, ladies and gentlemen. Just brace for impact. Well, this SEC lawsuit has actually caused panic because the most recent withdrawals are because the SEC recently said that Binance and its CEO, CZ, broke several federal securities laws. So the American Exchange affiliate said that Binance.us sold unregistered crypto securities. And I got to tell you, folks, if they keep going down this path with Binance having denied the SEC's claim, the lawsuit will continue to cause new panic in the cryptocurrency market. So let's talk about some more fraud, shall we? Because again, you have the SEC attacking anybody that's standing up another way to trade and send money around and do business, right? This is what they're trying to do. Government's trying to get in the way of free people exchanging goods and services. Well, BLS, the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, have now been caught using deceptive statistics, which are peddled under the name seasonal adjustments. And with that term, I'm sorry, one second, folks. I just lost my screen here. Stand by. Give me a hot minute. Okay, here. So the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, this is another government agency going awry. What I'm talking about when I say that is seasonal adjustments. This is language they've used when it comes to actually peddling how many jobs you have on the market, how many jobs are, of course, year-round versus what they would call seasonally adjusted. Well, with the seasonal adjustments in January, they actually turned a job loss of $2.5 million into a gain of $517,000. And all the economists and journalists ignored the true number of a $2.5 million job loss. Zero Hedge brilliantly put out an article which had a great chart of the two measures of employment, the household survey, which you see in blue bars, and of course, the establishment survey, which you see in green bars. Both are very defective. Take a look at this. Here is how both surveys are actually conducted. The household survey says the Bureau of Labor Statistics calls 60,000 households and asks if anybody has worked that month. Now, listen to this craziness. It doesn't even matter when they call your house. If you say, yeah, I was out there mowing grandpa's, you know, lawn or doing whatever, I didn't even get paid. It doesn't matter. They're saying, well, how many times did you mow grandpa's lawn? I mowed it four times. Well, great. That means they counted four jobs that month. Seriously, this is how they're measuring the economy? Well, the establishment survey gets employment statistics from large companies, but over 90% of the companies are actually small firms, which don't report to the Bureau of Labor and Statistics. So the BLS guesses how many people were hired or fired by small firms. Nothing scientific or real about any of these numbers. As easy as it is to see, those numbers cannot be considered reliable. So again, folks, yet another smokescreen. Well, in order to continue with the facade of smokescreens and how they can launder money and capitalize on, oh, I don't know, your money to make the bureaucrats even wealthier, not just bureaucrats in this country, but we're talking about bureaucrats worldwide. Take a look at this. The WHO, the World Homicide Organization, that's right, the World Health Organization gets a 20% budget increase to help address what they call Disease X. and emergencies of all kinds. That's right. The World Health Organization 76th World Health Assembly wrapped up last week after approving a 20% budget increase to fight, quote, pandemics fueled by climate change and emergencies of all kinds. Oh, gosh. Quick, jump on your broom here, people. The World Health Organization 76th World Health Assembly wrapping up. Guess what? Without members coming to a final agreement on the pandemic treaty or the amendments to the international health regulations. However, some significant developments occurred, including approval by member states of a large budget increase. Yep, they're 20%. The launch of new funding initiatives. Of course, they're going to spend. And warnings about future pandemics or deadly new, what they call Disease X. A new collaboration between the WHO and the Rockefeller Foundation to also promote new vaccines. We reported on this collaboration yesterday. This, of course, were new developments in addition to those that were reported on last week, including the release of a new Bureau's test of a draft pandemic treaty and new proposals to limit free speech and personal liberties. That Marxist who runs that organization, Tedros, told WHA member states, the threat of another variant emerging that causes new surges of disease and death remains, and that the threat of another pathogen emerging with even deadlier potential remains. When the next pandemic comes a-knockin', and it will, says Tedros, we must be ready to answer decisively, collectively, and of course, you know his favorite word, equitably. Well, all that keeps on humming along while RFK Jr. says Fox News didn't even run a negative vaccine story to keep big pharma advertisers at bay. That's right. He had a Twitter Spaces on June 5th in an interview with Elon Musk, and where RFK disclosed that he approached former Fox News CEO Roger Ailes in 2016 about doing a story on the mercury content in vaccines, but was shot down. Of course, Ailes was panicked that Murdoch would shut him down if he ran such a story. All this is about big government overlooking your shoulder left and right is why one of the reasons I constantly remind people this is something you want to consider, aliasid.com. As RFK talked, he couldn't get Fox News to run a story about the truth on vaccines. The fact of the matter is, they're in bed with the government. You want to get them out of your life. Go to aliasid.com and protect yourself from those prying eyes and ears and the fact that they can read your texts, read your emails, and listen in on phone calls. Aliasid.com, promo code AV, gets you and your family protected for less than $100 a year with 30% off and your promo code. You can knock that yearly fee of $100 for you and your entire family of cell phones down to just $70. That's what we do in this house. I recommend it for everybody. And I recommend a great night's sleep. Support Mike Lindell over at MyPillow and use your promo code AV because you're supporting me. Folks, that's about all we have left for the show tonight. You'll be happy to know we're going to go to an hour on this show starting next week. So we'll get to a lot more news and guests as we continue down the journey of Right Now with Ann Vanderjagt. Have a great night, everybody.